So as you both know, 500 bills have passed in the Michigan legislature with immediate effect tacked on. Now, Democrats have cried foul and issued a court challenge, accusing Republicans of not taking required roll call votes. So this gets into a lot of procedural specifics, and we've been reporting on this for a couple of weeks. And then suddenly it hits the national stage when Rachel Maddow, an MSNBC host, picked up the story. And we heard Rachel Maddow calling it revolutionary and radical beyond radical. Susan, what's your take?
I think that Rachel Maddow needs to calm down and maybe spend a little time in Michigan before she starts reporting on the intricacies of legislative procedure here. I think Ken can tell us more than anybody else how immediate effect is a pretty routine procedure that both Democrats and Republicans have been using for decades.
Ken, so is this pretty regular to see? And if so, why is this getting so much attention now?
Well, there's no question it's regular, and it's the historic and accepted practice. The vast majority of bills, in fact, probably over 90% in the last 25 or 30 years, get immediate effect. Well, what's different this time is that House Democrats, who are in the minority, have decided to go to the courts and see if they can get the judiciary to basically decide what the House rules are going to be.
So a circuit court issued a temporary stay preventing Republicans from enacting two laws under immediate effect. The Court of Appeals then stayed that order and has taken up the issue. But Susan, for all the hullabaloo around this dispute, is anything likely to change?
No. And it will now be set. The courts will weigh in one way or another. And this practice of the House being able to set its own rules for immediate effect, it'll be now set and sanctioned by our judiciary that's the way it can be. So this will no longer be an open question.
You know, let's ask another question. I mean, at some point, Democrats are going to be back in control in the House. That's just the fact of life in Michigan. And at that point, are they going to change the House rules so that an immediate effect vote is going to be a record roll call vote? I think not. I was elected in 1986, and in my first 6 years in the House, I was in the minority. Now, I didn't like being in the minority, and the same thing occurred to me that House Democrats are complaining about today. They were in charge. They did immediate effect votes by voice vote. They ignored our request to have record roll calls. Now, I didn't particularly like it, but the last thing I wanted was to have the judiciary decide what the House rules were going to be.
Right. I mean, there is separation of powers under the Constitution as well. So nobody thinks that the judiciary is going to want to step into this fight.
Now, Susan, is there any danger that this could produce some fallout for Republicans, the attention that this is getting? Because this is an election year for the House where this issue is actually taking place.
That's certainly what House Democrats are aiming for here. I mean, it's very hard to find a Democrat who will honestly tell you that they think that they're going to triumph in court. This is kind of part of their ongoing Republican corruption theme, you know, with Republicans heading up all parts of the state government and, you know, their assertion that they're not doing a good job and even doing a very poor, corrupt job.
And the fact that the Democrats, for essentially the first time in modern memory, decided to try to get the courts to intervene and decide what the House rules are going to be is, I think, indicative of the polarization and partisanship that's exhibited in politics today at both a national and a state level. I think it's indicative of the fact that the issues Republican majorities in Lansing have been advancing of late kind of go to the heart of the Democratic base, a lot of labor-type issues, collective bargaining, teacher tenure, how much employees have to contribute to their health care and their pensions, and for other reasons. Susan is right. The courts are not going to intervene and become the arbiter of what the House rules should be and how they should be interpreted and how they should be implemented. That's for the House, and that's for the Senate.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.